Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
3 hours, 21 minutes. Do you know what you spend that amount of your time doing every single day? Scrolling on your phone, apparently, according to a survey that was carried out by Deloitte. And they found that 57% of you admit to taking that phone to the toilet while you're sitting on the loo and you're scrolling for those few minutes that you're in there. Dr. Primrose Freestone, who's an associate professor in clinical microbiology at the University of Leicester, is with me here on the programme this afternoon. How dirty are our phones, Primrose?
Well, they're as dirty as you actually leave them, because whatever's on your hands, and that includes if you've been in the toilet, and whatever you've eaten, it will actually end up on your phone. And unless you actually clean it regularly, bacteria and viruses and fungi can persist on it for days, and you'll get a microscopic rainforest eventually growing up if you don't ever clean it.
How regularly should we clean the phone?
Well, it's recommended actually that you take an antiseptic wipe and clean it every single day, frankly.
Do you know, hang on, Primrose, with me for 1 second, because your line is just a little faint and I just want to reconnect with you, because I have no doubt that listeners to the programme this afternoon are going to want to hear everything you're telling us, because these are the results of a fairly horrifying test, and I think when you hear them, you probably won't be inclined to sit and scroll on the loo while you're there. So, I mean, if I suppose the best way to resolve this problem, Primrose, is just don't bring the phone to the toilet then.
It's not only just to not bring to the toilet, because if you actually put your phone on the floor and then pull the chain, the spray from the toilet and all its bacteria and microscopic particles of feces are going to end up sprayed onto your phone. So really, don't use in the toilet. I mean, let's face it, you know, what else are you going to do in the toilet? And also, clean your phone regularly, particularly if you let children play with it or pets lick it or whatever. And you really do need to clean it every single day to stop it building up this biofilm of bacteria, fungi and viruses. And you can pick up infections from phones as well.
Like skin infections, as the phone, you know, is obviously in your hands. You then use those hands and fingers to rub at your eye and, you know, touch your mouth and put them over your face. Or is it just kind of direct transfer from the phone screen to your cheek?
Well, it's actually pretty much everything. You can actually sort of get respiratory viruses from phones. You can actually get food poisoning from them if there's an enteric virus that you picked up from the toilet and you didn't wash your hands properly afterwards. So therefore, frankly, it really always comes back to you clean your toilet, you clean your bathrooms, why not clean your phone?
Yeah. So an anti-bac wipe is really what we need, isn't it?
Yeah, an antibacterial wipe is actually the best, I thought.
And you'd want to...
Well, don't make your phone too wet, obviously.
Yeah. And don't bring it to the toilet. But it's not just the toilet that's the problem, though. Sure, it's not. I mean, like, we put our phone down on the coffee table. I mean, look, oh God, you'd nearly do nothing, Primrose, if you were to follow all of these rules.
Well, the thing is, whatever you touch ends up on your phone. And if you put your phone down on a surface, your kitchen surface, where afterwards you're actually going to prepare dinner, whatever was on the hands goes to the phone, goes to the worktop, goes to potential food poisoning. So frankly, hygiene for phones is a very good idea. And in hospitals, doctors are particularly reminded of how to keep their phones clean. Mm. So it's just really good practice, and it also might actually reduce your risk of infection as well.
Yeah, so basically the long and the short of this discussion today is just don't bring the phone to the toilet, I should say, would you?
Well, definitely don't use it in the toilet, okay? And if you do go into the toilet with it, keep it in your pocket.
Yeah. Do you know the other thing I often think of, right? Because when you're away, if you're not at home, you tend to do this. Your handbag. So if you're in a coffee shop or you're in a restaurant or you're out shopping and you go to the loo, you probably have your handbag with you over your shoulder or whatever on your back or wherever it is. You go into the cubicle, you hang it up off the back of the door if there isn't some sort of a coat ring to hang it on. Surely those same droplets that find themselves in your phone screen are sitting in your bag.
Potentially, but it's a good idea to put the lid down on the toilet when you flush the chain.
Put the lid down on the toilet when you're flushing it.
Yeah, and then you stop the spray, which can actually go as far as a metre, spraying you, you're throwing your handbag and everything else.
Oh, God. It's beautiful lunchtime conversation. Dr. Primrose Freestone, who's an associate professor of clinical microbiology at the University of Leicester. Right, if you're going to the toilet, you know what, just leave the phone on the desk. Don't bother bringing it with you. Email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.